This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out the best of North Sound 1 podcast online on northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson right here, and we have got a busy old podcast for you today. It really all revolves around Gregsy at breakfast, and last week you might remember us telling you that Yaz was going to have a baby. Well, the baby arrived this week. It was just a simulator of a baby. Yaz had the baby for 4 days, and we also get the results to find out how good a mum Yaz was. That's coming up on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. It was another £1,000 Thursday at North Sound 1. We'll have the best of that. And if you listen to Andy James on the way home, you'll know about the revolving issue in Pretology with Craig Brown and the squeaky door. Another episode of that coming up on the podcast. But first, let's start with Andy and Craig on the big drive home. And something that when I heard this during the week, I went home and tried. And I think it works. It might be psychological, though. It's all to do with an onion. Here's what happens.
And just before the news, I mentioned that if you would like to take part in a bit of an experiment, then you're more than welcome to do so. The only thing you're going to need is an onion.
Yeah.
And a naked foot. Or two naked feet.
I hope people are turning up their radios now.
I was at a dinner party recently, and somebody said that if you cut an onion in half and rub it on the ball, on the sole of your foot, within a short period of time, you'll actually start to taste the onion in your mouth.
I've never heard of this before.
Me neither, and I was fascinated. I wanted to do it there and then, but apparently it's not good etiquette at dinner parties. Take your shoes off, rub raw vegetables on it.
Start running in the kitchen with your feet in the pot.
Hang, we're back in a minute. I'm going to get dessert. We caught me in there rubbing an onion on my foot.
Oh, dear.
So, I'm not going to lie to you, I meant to bring an onion in, but we had stovies last night and they've all gone.
All right.
Yeah.
What have I stewed in a bowl of stovies? Will I start tasting stovies?
You probably will.
I can taste stovies all the time.
So, I wanted to try this out. Now, we can't because we don't have an onion. But if you could do it, and you're cooking tea just now, or you've just arrived home, you bought fresh groceries, it'll take you 2 seconds just to cut the onion in half.
Don't do it in the car.
Don't do it in the car, no, please. That's going to cause problems. Right? And obviously be safe. Get an adult to help you with a knife. Don't run with scissors. Never eat yellow snow. Never swim on a full stomach. Rub it on your foot and let us know if in a little while you can taste onion.
So it's about 20, 30 minutes or so.
It varies from person to person. I would imagine if you're 8 foot tall, it takes a little bit longer.
You don't have to keep the onion on for that time, though.
No, you don't have to walk around with an onion on a plastic band strapped to your foot.
And I can't confirm because I have no life. I have tried that and it does give you very smelly feet. You have to have a shower after it, but I don't know if it was psychological, but I could taste onion. It's the best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out, by the way, at northsound1.com/listen again. And coming up, you can hear what happened when Yaz had a baby. It was all this week on The Breakfast Show with Gregsy and Yaz. That's coming after you can hear what happened when we give away £1,000 on £1,000 Thursday at North Sound 1.
So all day, you've been texting through for your chance to win £1,000 on £1,000 Thursday. It's time to call somebody back.
Hello?
Kevin?
Yes?
It's Andy and Craig for the big drive home here at North Sound 1. How are you?
Hi, no bad. Yourself?
Good, yeah. Are you at work?
No, I'm at home.
Are you at home? Where's home?
In Summerhill, Westry Road.
Okay. Just having a quiet afternoon, yeah?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You text through to hopefully win your £1,000, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. I was just making sure that...
Yeah, I think you text through about 1:30.
Yeah. Kev? You've won £1,000!
Excellent!
£1,000 Thursday is yours, my friend. Yeah. £1,000 cash coming to you right now.
Thank you.
Cheers now.
And a chance for you to win all throughout November on North Sound 1 with Winning Thursdays. Either iPads or £1,000. It sounds good to me. Now, we need to get to this. Yaz had a baby. Well, a baby simulator. And if you missed how it all came about and how it all happened, this is... Basically, it rounded up in 3 minutes of what happened when Yaz had a baby.
How are you feeling then after not having Barry on the show this morning?
Oh, it's been strange actually, but I managed to get sleep last night. So, yeah, I'm really quite glad.
Are you nervous about what's about to happen here?
Yes. Yeah? I've got sweaty palms. Yeah, I'm really nervous.
What we're about to do is we're about to find out just how good a mother Yaz was for the last few days. Now, cast your mind back. It was last week. Yaz was having a dig at me because I was coming in half asleep, half cut. Not able to cope with the show and looking after my bairn, and she's like, oh, well, how difficult could it be? And then out of the blue, Julie phones up.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello there. How are you?
Very good. In case you missed any of the show this week, here's what Yaz has actually gotten up to. Baby love, my baby love.
I was just listening in to you, your show, and I think Yaz would have a great time with this baby simulator.
Did you?
Yaz is having a baby! It's the most exciting news!
Take good care of my baby.
Today, Yaz is off, and tomorrow she comes in with a baby. I kid you not, she will have it. It'll be crying and all sorts. Today, we get to name the baby.
It's Taxi Bob. Yaz's mum thinks it's funny about the baby.
You picked them up, didn't you?
I hid them in the car on Saturday night, taking them to Yaz's fundraiser.
Just tell Yaz she's lucky she's not got the real thing, because when I was 8.5 months pregnant, my husband took me up to the top of Benahee.
Were you trying to get it out early? All right, we need a name if it's a boy.
I like the name Darren.
We can't have Daz and Yaz.
If it's a boy, I would call it Rory, because I had a son and he roared a lot.
Jason Manford on the show.
Morning.
We need a name for the baby. Have you got an idea?
Barry.
Okay.
I just think it's a brilliant name. It's a name that is no longer popular. And I hope at some point you do have to shout it in the supermarket. Barry! Barry! Barry the baby.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Very good, it's Callum the Scaffold.
Hi Callum.
I hear your life's a way to change.
Yes.
Well, I'm actually on the phone just to give you a wee warning. Just you wait till that electronic baby's 18 and it's going to get a job and it's got no money and all it's interested in being is getting drunk on a Friday night.
Day one.
It's 10:10 and baby Barry has got me up in the middle of the night screaming his head off. I am up in a few hours' time. Please go to sleep. Don't call me baby. It's the middle of the night and baby Barry is still not settling down and I am really... I need some sleep. Over and out.
Day two.
We're just in our big shop, haven't we? And he was quite well behaved around the big shop. Not wanting too much. He did need fed, but we were out in the big shop. But now we're on our way to Glasgow, and as you can hear, I've had to stop at the side of the road. My neighbours are going to love me. I think he might need fed again.
Day three.
That is a noise of Barry sleeping. Hallelujah. There we go. I've just wondered, that noise means he's just about to drop off to sleep. He's sleeping. I'm going to take full advantage. Good night.
Now it's time to say good night. Good night. Sleep tight.
And there we have it. 3 days. Yaz being a mum. How did you find the experience?
Hard. Very, a bit of an eye-opener as well.
And we're about to find out just how good a mum Yaz was.
Okay, just to let you know that baby simulators work on 15 different schedules. They're based on real baby schedules over 24 hours, and baby Barry was a breastfed baby. And we've put him on various schedules from hard and medium and uneasy. So you've had the 3 schedules, and the results are here.
Okay,
Yaz. Proper care, 88%. That's A, well done. Rocking, 12 out of 12.
Yay, okay.
Nappy changes, 21 out of 24.
Mm-hmm.
Burps, 28 out of 31. Feed, 31 out of 38. Total, 92 out of 105. So that's really good.
Wow,
you're good at excellent on the rocking.
On the, yeah, I rock.
That's really excellent. I mean, obviously, you had some missed care because you were driving and, you know, real life situations happened to you over the 3 days.
Yep.
So that's, you know, expected. Also, we look at mishandling, and in that we mean by wrong positioning, perhaps a bit of rough handling or lack of head support. Just wrong positions, 4.
Okay.
No rough handling at all, very gentle mum.
Mm-hmm.
And the head support was the highest, with 14, but it's a very, very sensitive head on the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the phone, Yaz. It's as many people across the northeast of Scotland. What's that? Yes, she is available to babysit. Surprise, surprise. No, well done.
Thank you.
I think she's done incredibly well.
So Yaz, an excellent mother. Well done to Yaz. If you've not checked out the video, do that at northsound1.com/baby. It is fascinating of Yaz going message shopping with the baby for her big shop. And she only gets three items. I didn't know this until it was spotted out by one of her listeners. The youngest listener in town, a young correspondent, Lewis, managed to spot out that actually, in the video, Yaz only buys three items. Here's what happened when Lewis called the breakfast show.
Now, I've got a bone to pick with Yaz.
Okay, Yaz is all yours.
Okay.
That big shop you did.
Uh-huh, yeah.
How can you class four items as a big shop?
What did you buy?
I bought my lunch.
You bought your lunch.
A bottle of cat, two cans of juice, and two sandwiches at a big shop.
You just call it because it's in a big supermarket. I didn't just go to the corner shop.
Shop is what you fill with trolley.
And the fact that I took a trolley round as well, I had a bit of a cheat doing that.
You've not got your baby food. You've not got your wipes or your nappies. So this is what we can witness on the video at northsound1.com. Yes,
you can witness her walking through the clothes section first as well. She made sure she parked upstairs, so she had to go through the clothes department.
No flies on you, Lewis, is there?
As any new mum, of course, will share the experience that once you've had the baby, you shift your baby weight. You're ready to try new clothes. You see.
Oh dear,
I can't believe you bought four items in your big shop. Jesus, big shop.
Greg, did you see the size of the trolley?
She didn't have like does she have the world's biggest trolley for four items?
She had the biggest trolley in the whole of the supermarket.
I'd love to see Yaz going on an actual big shop. It's the best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com. And finally this week, if you listen to Andy and Craig on The Big Drive Home, you'll be familiar with this. Whenever Craig Brown's on The Sport talking from Pittodgie, there's always a squeaky door in the background. Now, he was talking about the match that was cancelled earlier on last week, and here's what happened in the background. Can you hear the squeaky door?
Yesterday, there was a bit of a problem in Perth with the fog, which stopped the football match.
Yes.
And obviously here in North Sound 1, we kept you abreast of that as soon as information came in. Hopefully it stopped a lot of you setting off and going down there. And we've got a brilliant endorsement from somebody who obviously got helped out by that. Listen to this.
Yeah, very disappointed that the game was off. A number of reasons for that, obviously. But, you know, one thing I think I want to commend North Sound for was putting on regular bulletins warning the fans that there was a risk of it being off. And we even heard that on your radio station.
He listens to this show. He listens to this show. Hey, how you doing? Don't know why I went all
give
Italian
us a game.
Yeah. But you know, that's great to get that endorsement, and thank you very much for listening. But I didn't feel real to me.
No, I thought it was an imposter because there was definitely something missing.
There was something there. I know what it was. Let me play it again.
Yeah, very disappointed that the game was off. A number of reasons for that, obviously. But you know, one thing I think I would to commend North Sound for was putting on regular bulletins warning the fans that there was a risk of it being off. And we even heard that on your radio station.
That's better.
It's definitely from Pittodrie.
Needed the creaky door in there. Of course it did.
Catch up on what you've missed and listen live at northsound1.com.